Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 5th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Ash Wednesday, marking the start of Lent for Christians. This holy day emphasizes fasting, sacrifice, and prayer. Originating from Pope Gregory I, ashes symbolize repentance. Christians often forego regular meals, signifying Christ's 40-day fast. Ashes are applied on foreheads, fostering a penitential spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 32 degrees, with 15-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a cloudy Wednesday, with a slight chance of rain showers later in the afternoon, at a high around 57, accompanied by a breezy south wind gusting up to 31 miles per hour. Tonight, expect rain showers and patchy fog before midnight, with a low of 51 and gusty southeast winds reaching 40 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 9:15, with a high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain showers on Thursday, a high near 58, and gusty winds. Friday brings sunny conditions and a high near 45. The weekend starts mostly sunny Saturday, cooling down to a low around 27. A slight chance of rain or snow is possible Sunday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, the federal government has listed 16 federal buildings for sale across New England, including two in Boston. The Trump administration claims that selling vacant or underutilized spaces will save tax dollars. However, workers and local officials argue it is part of efforts by President Trump and billionaire Elon Musk to undermine federal agencies. Notable buildings on the list include the John F. Kennedy Federal Building and the Tip O'Neill Federal Building in downtown Boston. Other states like Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire also have buildings listed, while Rhode Island was not included. Now on to sports. The Dallas Mavericks have announced that All-Star guard Kyrie Irving has suffered a season-ending torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. This injury, sustained during a recent game against the Sacramento Kings, is a significant setback for the team, as Irving was averaging 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists this season. Following this news, the Mavericks' championship odds have plummeted to 200-1. The team is already coping with other injuries, including that of Anthony Davis, further complicating their playoff aspirations in the Western Conference. In local sports, last night, the Nashville Predators overtook the Bruins, winning 6-3 at the Garden. Despite Charlie Coyle's early goal, Ryan O'Reilly and Steven Stamkos dominated for Nashville with 2 goals each. The Bees fought hard, but Nashville's third period surge sealed their fate. The Bruins are now 28-27-8. Tomorrow night, the Bruins take on the formidable Hurricanes in Raleigh. The Celtics, with a record of 43-18, take on the visiting Portland Trailblazers at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 31.2 points, leads Boston against a Portland squad struggling with injuries. And Fernie Simons, scoring 19, heads the Trailblazers' offense. Boston is favored by 9.5 points. In top news, chief executive officers from Best Buy and Target are warning that prices are about to rise due to tariffs. Target relies on food from Mexico during the winter, while Best Buy sources most of its products from Mexico and China. During an interview with CNBC, Target CEO Brian Cornell stated that consumers will likely see prices increase over the next couple of days. And Best Buy CEO Corie Barry echoed that more expensive prices are highly likely. The situation arises as the Trump administration has imposed tariffs on products from Canada, Mexico, and China. In business news, Disney has announced plans to cut nearly 6% of its workforce across ABC News and Disney Entertainment Networks, affecting about 200 employees. These layoffs, set to be communicated to staff as early as Wednesday, are part of ongoing reductions as Disney seeks to streamline operations in light of declining ratings and revenue across many cable channels. The ABC News magazine shows 2020 and Nightline will merge into one unit, leading to further job losses. Additionally, the political and data-driven news site 538 will be shut down, impacting around 15 employees. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to $87,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $2,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 6% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Archaeologists have discovered tracks in New Mexico's White Sands National Park that may belong to the world's first vehicle, dating back about 22,000 years. This study, published in Quaternary Science Advances, reveals that wooden poles followed human footprints, indicating the use of a travois, a wheelless transport device. Matthew Bennett from the University of Bournemouth described it as basically a wheelbarrow without the wheel. The findings suggest that this simple transport was widespread among ancient inhabitants, showing diverse designs and offering profound insights into early human transportation technology. And in entertainment news, in the upcoming gangster drama, Mobland, Pierce Brosnan takes on the role of a crime boss, with Tom Hardy as his fiercely loyal fixer. Premiering on Paramount Plus on March 30th, the series also features Helen Mirren as Brosnan's wife. In the newly released trailer, Brosnan states, "My wife's the brains behind the charm. She holds me together," highlighting her pivotal role. The series includes an impressive cast, such as Patty Considine and Joan Froggatt. Initially titled The Donovans, Mobland has evolved into a standalone series with a global rollout scheduled for later in 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Canadian author and motivational speaker, Brian Tracy. And he said, "Winners make a habit of manufacturing their own positive expectations in advance of the event." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.